Of course, the Buddha's discussion in the Diamond Sutra of giving, of generosity, introduces something else. He says, a bodhisattva who gives a gift should not be supported by a thing, should not be supported anywhere. It should not be supported by sight objects, by sounds, smells, tastes, touchables, or mind objects. He should give gifts in such a way that he is not supported by the notion of a sign. So what on earth does this mean? Firstly, I don't think the Buddha's saying that you shouldn't give, that we shouldn't give. He's not saying that you don't live a life practicing the Dharma in order to give yourself fully and completely to others. There's no negation of giving here. You give things, time, energy, money, confidence, the Dharma. You give yourself to others fully. But you aim to give unsupported by sense objects, unsupported by ideas in your mind, unsupported by any perception or notion of a sign whatsoever. It seems very strange, this, because giving is highly supported. We know there's you, there's your senses, there's the object, be it money, food, time, instruction, there's the other person, there's the idea in your mind of being generous, there's the experience of pleasure at giving, your sense of satisfaction at doing a good deed, there's the perception of the other people's happiness when they receive what you give. In the act of generosity, there are so many elements, so many conditions, there's so much support which form the medium, the material of the generous act. And actually, this is all very important, and we need to dwell on this a bit before we go to the unsupported. We need to dwell on this at the beginning of our practice, and we're probably all beginners here. Our practice needs to be, has to be, supported by conditions. Good, positive conditions. To practice, we need support. We have support. We have a body that works reasonably well. Maybe not so well sometimes, but you know, for all the limitations, it's still there, a support, a medium. We have a mind. We have shelter, clothing, food, friends, freedom. You know, we're not in a country, you know, where we can't be Buddhists. We have practices, ideas, contexts, centres, retreat centres, regularity, consistency. All these are the supports, the conditions for practice, the conditions for living a life of generosity on all levels. And very often, people lose their way in spiritual practice, in spiritual life, because they forget the conditions, the necessary conditions for spiritual life and spiritual practice. They neglect the supports of spiritual practice, or particular supports. For example, they wonder why they're not getting anywhere. And when you talk to them, you find out they haven't been meditating regularly. Well, what do you expect? Or they've been, you know, breaking one of the precepts quite badly on a regular level. Well, what do you expect if you're not making any progress? I mean, one of the necessary conditions for practice is just not present. Or you haven't been studying the Dharma. Or you've not been generous. So if things are not going well, check yourself. Don't immediately assume it's other people's fault. Check yourself. What's missing? What conditions are lacking? What conditions, what supports are not in place? How's your ethics? How are your precepts? How's your generosity? The bodhisattva path, the Buddhist path, doesn't arise by itself. Spiritual life doesn't arise by itself spontaneously. You're not just going to wake up to being a Buddha. Sorry, I know that this is, you know, the fashion at the moment to talk about, well, we're Buddhas already, but I'm afraid it's just not like that. You need conditions for spiritual practice. Very simple. It's extraordinarily important. What the Diamond Sutra is telling us is that we need to aim this conditioned, supported practice towards non-conditioned, non-supported practice. So that we evolve a practice, we evolve a life, a bodhisattva life, that is not dependent on sense data, not dependent on ideas, not supported by anything at all.